Thanks very much. Well done, everybody. As you can see now, we're going to hand over to Sue, who very thankfully is going to give us a talk this morning. So, over to you, Sue.
Talk, so don't worry. Right, but it is going to be a testimony, and it's going to be the testimony of where I came from and where I am today. Unfortunately, I got myself into a situation with my husband which became very abusive. And I was worn down, I was torn down, I was torn apart, my personality was non-existent, I didn't speak to people. I just went home, I'd go to school, take my kids to school, go home, go to bed, put the blankets over my head. I didn't want to face the world. And that's how I lived for quite a long time. And fortunately, my husband got involved with another woman. And so that was my get out, as I say. And although many people may be destroyed by that, I was actually rejoicing. But that didn't mean that I didn't love my husband, because I did. And I was torn, and I was left in a situation where I still loved him. I still wanted the marriage to work. But, you know, I couldn't live the way I were living any longer. And we came to a part where one night I got quite desperate and I went to face him. And as I was going down the road, I cried out to God. And I said, if you were real, this isn't, you're not going to allow what's going to happen here. Because I would have, I think at that point, I would have done some damage. And anyway, so cut long story short, I've cried out and I said, God, I'm so desperate. I need you so much. If you're real, reveal yourself. As I carried on walking to face my husband, I felt this wonderful peace come upon my life that I hadn't felt at any other time in my life. So I knew something had happened. I remember going home. I faced my husband. I remember going home and just sitting there trying to work out what had happened, why God had done what he'd done. I bought myself a Bible. I was in my late 20s, 30s, mid-30s. I'd never read the Bible. So I bought a Bible. I was fortunate. I worked on my own. So I was able to take my Bible to work and study it. And I believed every word that I read. There was no doubt in my head that what was being said there was true. So anyway, I started to pray. I used to pray. I became obsessed with God. And I used to pray. I used to go home, I used to pray, go to bed praying and carrying, you know. And I started to pray, Lord, I need to know. I still need to know. Bring somebody into my life. At which point, a couple of months later, I joined a group. And it was a one-parent family group. And then that is where my husband, my second husband, came into my life. He was a big man. He looked as though he'd done time. You know, I mean, I know quite a lot of you remember him, but he did, didn't he? He was a big man. And we went for a drink after several months of getting to know each other, sitting there laughing and joking and carrying on. And anyway, he eventually asked me out, so we went out. We was having a drink and we got talking. And one of the things he said to me is, do you really believe a leopard can change its spots? Of course it can. Of course I do. I changed. You know, I changed. Why couldn't anybody else? So anyway, that was the beginning of it. We started talking a lot about God. John had started going to a church in Blakely, a Pentecostal church, and I started going along. And for 3 years, I sat in that church. 3 years. Listening to people in a Pentecostal church, it's a lot different than what you've got here. It's an open forum for testimonies. They love to give a testimony, you know, so every week somebody would be telling you something different. And yet nobody had actually told me, right, about repentance. Nobody had actually, I'd heard the word, I knew what the word meant to an extent, but nobody had actually told me and shared this bit. They would share how God had worked that week in their lives or in that year or whatever it was. And anyway, so one night I'm walking home and there was a kid. I then lived on Wilshire on Green Lane. And I was walking home and there's a community centre. And outside this community centre is a poster and with hands praying. So obviously I thought, it's a church, I'll go in. So I goes in, sat there, and to be honest with you, I was quite amazed at what was going on. And I remember that this woman stood up and she said, I've got a message here for somebody. Well, if you come from a Pentecostal church, that's no, you know, that's something that happens. So she stood up and she said, there's somebody in here who God wants to talk to. And she said, God is saying, you know me, but you're very far away from me. And I want you to come close to me. Well, my heart was beating. I thought I was having a heart attack. And I thought, this is for me. Right. So, anyway, I thought, oh, God, you know, let me get out of here quick. Sort of thing. Anyway, I stayed till the end. And at the end, the pastor and his wife came and spoke to me. And said, you know, are you a Christian? I said, yeah, I'm a Christian. I go to a Pentecostal church, blah, blah, blah. Would you like prayer? Oh, yes. You know, I'd love a prayer. Anyway, they prayed. They prayed. The two of them prayed. That night, I went home. And I was in bed and I'm praising God. Yeah. And I fall asleep praising God. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I could hear somebody trying to get through the back door. And I jumped up, I put lights on. You know, I ran in the back into the bedroom to turn the lights on, so on and so forth. And as I'm running down the stairs, I heard the words, Benesheba Kleinus. And then immediately I heard, not audibly, This was within me. And then I heard the words, I love you, my child. So me being me, you know, I have to wake everybody up. It might be 3 o'clock in the morning, but I need answers. So, of course, John and I weren't married then. So, of course, I phones him up and I said, can you ring Pastor David up? I want to know what these words mean. And John said to me, don't be stupid. What do you mean, don't be stupid? He said, that is your angel voice. That is the voice, that is the thing that God has given you. And there are thousands of these tongues and, you know. He said, I'm not waking anybody up. Good night and God bless. And put the phone down. Well, I was quite annoyed. Anyway, I realised then that, you know, oh, this has happened. Do you know how many times since I've had to hold on to them words I've had to grip on for my life? You know, when God touches you, Satan comes at you and he'll attack you. In any way, shape or form, he can do it. And usually he uses people very close to you. He'll use your loved ones to harm you, to speak words against you. But he will do it. And God, you know, the closer you get to God, sometimes the battles are worse than they've ever been as you as a non-Christian. I find that. I don't know if anybody else does, but I certainly do. It's amazing what God can do. You know, he loves us so much, you know, and yet the battle, and it's a spiritual battle. You know, a few years ago, I got touched by the Lord. Most of you in here witnessed that. 3 weeks, I was in the presence of the Lord for 3 weeks. And yet within that time, the amount of battles I had to fight, you know, and the battles that sometimes you go through, you wonder why you're standing at the end of them. You wonder why, you know, why am I going through this, Lord? Don't we say that? Why is this happening, Lord? Why is that person, you know, got blah, blah, blah. What exactly is going on? But you know something? God is good. He's got me standing. And every time I think to myself, I want to go away. I just want to end it, sort of thing. You know what I mean? I'm not going to church again. Oh, forget it, you know. God does something. And I can never, ever turn my back on him. Man can sometimes hurt us with the words. God won't do that. God doesn't want that for you. He doesn't want you to live a life of misery. And, you know, he wants you to live a full and wonderful life, the life that he has planned from the very beginning of man. And sinners, unfortunately, come in. We hear words of, you know, discouragement, words of hate sometimes. You know, I know when my husband used to speak to me, there were words of hate. The hate behind it was horrendous. And, you know, we hold on. So that be bold. Be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you, is very prominent. You know, today, of all days, to sing that song is wonderful, because sometimes we have to be strong, we have to be bold, we have to hold on, because otherwise, what have we got? I trust men now I trust people, which I didn't do before. But my trust is there in the God. My trust is in the Lord alone. And through him, he's brought me into many, many special situations. You know, this week, I've had two reminders of where I came from. So I know today's word is a word given by God for me to speak. And, you know, the more I know God, the less I know. Because the more he amazes me each time. So, you know, last week we was doing songs of praise. I couldn't wait for that day. Unfortunately, Mike and Sandra got COVID and it got cancelled. But I went home and I, if anybody's on my Facebook, they will know I put 2 hours of Christian music on my Facebook. 2 hours I spent just praising God for what he's done. I know what he's brought me through. I know I'm the only person who knows. You know, I can talk to you and I can tell you, you know, but you'll never really understand unless you're in that situation. You will never understand. But praise God, he does bring us through. And you know, on Christmas Day, funny enough, Christmas Day, this is a bit of knowledge that I just picked up, right. On Christmas Day, I was watching a programme and it said that Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread. So I looked it up, house of bread. Oh, I thought, this is good, you know. And it does actually say house of bread. It says in Greek, it's house of meat, but in Hebrew it's house of bread, right? And then I thought, you know what? Didn't Jesus say, he's the bread of life? How these coincidences, the little things, you know, you don't notice. But think about it. The bread of life. Jesus has given you the bread of life. So that you can live the best life you can. You know, and I'm going to finish there because I want you to know that Jesus loves you. God loves you. You know, and if you want to cry out to God, if you want to speak to him, he's always got an ear. He's always listening. No matter what it is, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've had done to us, he will always listen. Praise his name. In Jesus' name, amen.